Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 313 for May 8th, and we're going to start off in the Mexican-American War, when American forces led by Zachary Taylor defeat a Mexican force north of the Rio Grande. And then, in 1941, during World War II, the German Luftwaffe launches a bombing raid on Nottingham and Derby. And finally, in 1970, the Beatles released their 12th and final studio album, Let It Be. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On May 8, 1846, a significant early battle of the Mexican-American War occurred, known as the Battle of Palo Alto. It was the first major conflict fought between the United States and Mexico after tensions escalated over the annexation of Texas and the dispute regarding its southern border. The battle took place near the Rio Grande, near present-day Brownsville, Texas. The Battle of Palo Alto saw American forces under General Taylor facing a larger Mexican force led by General Moreno Arista. The battle was characterized by the use of artillery. The U.S. Army utilized its superior firepower to great effect, employing flying artillery, horse-drawn artillery that could be quickly repositioned on the battlefield. Despite being outnumbered, the American forces managed to inflict significant casualties on the Mexican troops while sustaining fewer losses, largely due to their effective use of artillery. On May 8, 1941, during World War II, the German Luftwaffe conducted a significant bombing raid targeting the English cities of Nottingham and Derby. This attack was part of the broader Luftwaffe campaign known as the Blitz, which aimed to disrupt British industry, demoralize the civilian population, and cripple the country's war effort. The raids on Nottingham and Derby were notable due to their impact on these industrial centers, known for their contributions to British manufacturing and wartime production. On May 8, 1970, the Beatles released their 12th and final studio album titled Let It Be. This album marked the end of an era for one of the most influential bands in the history of popular music. Despite being released after they had recorded Abbey Road, Let It Be was largely recorded before Abbey Road, making it the last album they worked on together as a group. Upon its release, Let It Be received mixed reviews from critics, who noted the album's raw and unpolished sound as both a strength and a weakness. Despite the critical reception, the album was a commercial success, topping charts around the world. The Let It Be album is often viewed through the lens of the Beatles' breakup, which was publicly confirmed by Paul McCartney's departure announcement simultaneous to the album's release. Over time, however, the album had been reassessed and is now celebrated for its honesty, beauty, and powerful songs. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify. And I will see you all tomorrow for some more history. We'll be right back.